This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Live from Vitality Bistro in humble little Mount Dora, Florida. This afternoon, this evening, wherever you are, live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we have a special two-hour edition of Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, although I will let him escape to eat some dinner as he's traveling around for the Global Quest. TMB, are you right here with me?
I'm here. It's hard to believe that we
made
it down.
Let me pinch him. Yeah, oh, I can't. His muscles are too big, it's really Ty.
Yeah.
TMB, great to see you with the film crew here. We've got more of the Global Quest happening. Tonight, some of it on the air, in fact, we'll be doing some more videotaping, so everybody will be excited to see some of this footage one day coming out in October,
I think, not too far away. Yeah. We've got a lot to do in very little time.
Yeah, and I had to pinch you because I hardly believe you're still standing upright with the amount of work you've been doing, the traveling around the world you've been doing. You're really here.
We've been doing a lot of work, and these guys were with me last week in Nashville. They were on the show at my house.
Right? Yeah.
And so we've been traveling and doing a lot of filming, but we're getting close. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Did any of these guys, I know the answer to this, speak last week on the show?
They both did.
I know.
They both did.
And
Travis both did.
A lot of people have been writing in saying how awesome that was to hear from the crew.
They were
really moved by the stories. Not Alan's, but I mean everybody else's. Just kidding, Alan. No, we had a great time last week. And the quest continues, of course, today as we are live having some organic, raw, vegan food. Can the crew handle that? Have they been able to handle it?
I think we can. I looked at the menu. It all looked good, so I just kind of got one of everything.
Yeah, we'll watch their faces as they eat some raw food with us tonight.
I'm about to indulge myself here.
Excellent. We've got Op-Ed next to me, although we'll hear from him in a little while. He's still working on the notes, assistant producer now, which is really awesome. And we've got some great questions on cancer next hour when we go outside the box together that will answer some listener questions. But first up, Obamacare. Yep, 100 years after the Flexner Report, right. Obamacare signed into law, whether we agree with it or not, it is likely to increase tremendously the amount of people with chronic illness diagnoses. Now, that's not a surprise to you or me because there's a lot of chronically ill people.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem becomes the solutions to chronic disease in Obamacare are all, well, let's see, what is a chronic disease? Oh, it's evidence of a pharmaceutical drug deficiency.
Yeah.
So we've got to get you on at least one, maybe 10 drugs, and it's going to bankrupt the system that was already bankrupt to begin with. So interesting as, you know, they say, well, more insurance. Everybody's uninsured now. Hooray. Well, let's bankrupt the system even more than it already was.
Well, you know, you're right. And that's what the Obamacare is going to lead to is just more drugs and more drugs. I was just it's ironic that you mentioned this last night or today. Last night I was editing the video of Jay Matthews.
Yes.
And Jay Matthews,
a pharmacist.
He's a pharmacist. And he said that he thinks I've told you this before, but this is what you say all the time. His main problem was that their insurance was too good.
Yeah. The most dangerous.
All the drugs at him.
We were talking earlier. I have a homeopath friend, Dr. Solara, here at Vitality Bistro, and it's amazing. There's two homeopaths in one restaurant at the same time in America. That doesn't happen until we go to Dallas, Texas next month, October 2nd through 4th, for the Homeoprophylaxis Conference. But that's another story. But yes, I said it, and I'll say it again. The most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance because it guarantees you'll get the cutting, the slashing, the burning, the poisoning, and they will not stop until you're dead.
And that's exactly what they did to little Selena I didn't remember the interview in Detroit that we did with Jay until last night as I reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
It cost them $2.2 million for her treatments, and they ended up amputating her arm.
To take her arm off.
Yeah.
A little girl.
$2.2 million.
Hey, can you imagine? I mean, and, you know, this is, of course, the most incredibly profitable industry within the allopathic field, I think, has to be oncology. The amount of money that's spent on treatment, unless you're uber wealthy, you can't afford it, so you have to say, we need insurance. But the reality is, cancer is not evidence of a deficiency of chemotherapeutic drugs, which are not really therapeutic. Then what's the point of the insurance when you realize that the treatment is as likely or more likely to kill you?
Yeah, yeah, and the oncologists know that. And, you know, certainly Dr. Farid Fattah, that we've covered his story, he knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was prescribing chemo to people that didn't even have cancer in some cases.
Right, right.
Which would then be a self-fulfilling prophecy, wouldn't it? Because then they would eventually get it from the treatment.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, secondary cancers we've talked about. Last week with Dr. Batar, we also talked about the mental, emotional, and spiritual components of cancer as well. It's not enough to detoxify physically, but literally patterns of belief, if you will. Had a great, I don't know if we'll get to that email today, but someone who just loved belief and then changing your genetic code, if you will, which is really so. We got it. So let's see. What else we got today? Besides Obamacare, by the way, in healthfinder.gov, op-ed's going to get it up there at Robert. More with insurance may lead to what they call better treatment, cholesterol and diabetes. First of all, high cholesterol is not a disease.
No.
It means you're going to live longer, and you will not have cognitive decline nor Alzheimer's.
That's true, because the populations across the world that have the highest cholesterol live the longest.
Yeah, so we want to treat you. We don't want you to live long, and we don't want you to be able to think when you're old.
Right.
So we'll treat you for high cholesterol, which is not a disease. That's brilliant. And diabetes, of course, we see by and large type 2 is a deficiency of minerals, particularly the GTF chromium. Again, none of these are anywhere addressed in Obamacare, nor was it addressed prior to Obamacare, whether it would have been Bush care or Hillary care. So the point is, we're not looking for government to solve a problem that they've actually participated in creating.
Well, I mean, our specialty... The crew and I were talking about cancer.
Yeah.
Right? They're creating the disease that they're supposed to be treating with the treatment. It's the same for areas of medicine. As a matter of fact, we were talking about that in the car today. All these other areas of medicine, like heart disease.
Right.
What was it, Alan? We were talking about the Doc Newsom.
Doc
was talking about you can take care of, ACL? ACL with ozone injections.
Wow.
Now, you look at all these pro athletes that are down for the year. 4 months recovery, Alan's saying.
For the anterior cruciate ligament. ACL.
And
right?
All these pro athletes are down till next year.
Yeah.
Doc Newsom was at our house last week, and he said he can cure it in 4 months with ozone injections. Nobody's talking about that.
No. Of course, that's not as profitable. Now, secondary story here to open up from Obamacare. Most Americans, according to this article, view access to health care as a moral issue. And I think that's interesting. I love talking morality and ethics, right? And what a guy to talk to. TMB about this issue. And while we may argue that access to health care may be a moral issue, it's interesting those that are arguing that and wanting to get more access are arguing for access to it. Let me just say it, a demonic system of medicine.
Yeah.
You know, that's not moral to connect people to a monopoly that is likely to damage, injure, or even kill them. And I think what is moral is freeing up all of the healers to heal. All of them, licensed, unlicensed, everybody gets to hang a shingle. They don't get to lie about what they do, but they get to basically be out there in the marketplace, and we get to decide who we get to
right.
see. That is a moral imperative.
Well, the problem with that philosophy is that they assume that having access to health care would actually keep people healthy. And they're misunderstanding the fact that if you have access to the modern healthcare system, it actually makes people sicker.
Yeah.
So it can't be a moral issue.
No,
it cannot be, because you're actually being damaged by the healthcare system.
Well, and on top of that, the argument of morality is that we have to steal from some people in order to pay for others for treatment that, again, is not really a correction for the underlying cause of their problem. In fact, it exacerbates, makes it worse. And so theft, I believe that was one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not something steal, right?
Steal.
I heard about that one.
Yeah.
And yet, that's the basis for a lot of our health care moving toward Bernie Sanders socialism, if they really do want to elect that guy. Yet, again, the freedom to heal is something that we don't hear from, and freedom is a moral issue. I mean, think about it. Isn't slavery immoral, amoral? And to be enslaved to a system of allopathic injection, for instance, vaccines. forced injection. And I got an interesting story about a bunch of rabbis who are standing fast and saying it's immoral to force people to get vaccinated. Mm. Rabbis finally coming on board. This is good news. So all you Jewish mothers out there, my son, the doctor, may not be a good doctor if he forces or attempts to intimidate parents into injecting their children.
In juxtaposition with that, a week ago, I was watching Fox News and Pataki was on.
Governor Pataki?
I screenshotted it. I think I sent it to you. He said it's immoral not to vaccinate.
Right.
Not to force vaccinate.
Right. Yes, so, that's right. Let's see. Let's take aborted fetal tissue cells. Let's take animal RNA and DNA and inject it into innocent little babies. And somehow we'll go back through all of the Bible, Hebrew scriptures, and try to figure out where that was said. Yeah, this was a good thing to mandate.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's going to be found.
In the words of John Rapoport, when I interviewed him a few months ago, he scratched his head. He goes, and somehow that's supposed to be a good thing.
Somehow, yeah. I don't know how. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So we have here, we got a nice crowd here. What's that, the yoga crowd over there, Ed? Your wife is here. And we got two beautiful women with her. Are the yoga crew? Is that what I hear? Yeah? Awesome. Yoga by the lake afterwards? Or? Awesome. Awesome. We're broadcasting live from Vitality Bistro in this little vortex of unique energy in Central Florida, north of Orlando. And it's an all organic, vegan, non-GMO, raw place. You want to talk about healing from cancer? Eat some of this. But if they label it as a cure for cancer, they'll get shut down like that.
Because then it becomes medicine.
Right, automatically.
You can't dispense that drug without a license.
Unapproved new drug. No, it's just raw food. But it cures cancer. You can't say that. But it does.
I'm about to go treat myself here in a second.
I think we're all going to get cured of potential any cancer cells in our body tonight. You hear that? Fear and Death Administration?
Okay,
we got your number. We know who you are. We know where you live. Anyway, so it's a great time here. If you're in the area, come on down. If not, of course, you might be listening after the fact. There are no cheap seats here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No expiration date and no artificial preservatives necessary to keep this information, because it's good the first time and any time you hear it.
It always is. And with your energy, how
just
can you go wrong? You got to listen.
Well, yeah, you pump me up. Like, right?
We're here to pump you up.
TMB is here. Arnold, right? I've been working out in the garden, though. I'm just trying to get big like
hear
you.
Hear me now, believe me later.
Dig in the dirt again. Dig in the dirt again. All right, the links are up almost, Ed. Almost. Listen to that. My assistant producer, Ed, he's awesome, man. He's working it. Sweating over there.
I'm glad to meet up there finally.
Oh, I know. He's awesome. You can't wait to talk to him off the air here. Yeah. My family is here. Hi, family. Hope you all are having fun out there. RobertScottBell.com, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, NaturalNewsRadio.com. We got iTunes. We got Stitcher. We got TuneIn. We got Epic Times. We got UK Health Radio across the pond. Pip, pip, cheerio. We'll be right back after this break. TMB is going to get something to eat, and I'm going to talk about, wow, sodium at restaurants in New York.
Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-6-
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Boy, I am glad I got out of New York City many, many years ago as a kid. I think I was 6 years old, and we left and only came back to visit really quickly and then get out again. I mean, that's the crazy town that has, you know, the Mayor Bloomberg's of the world, and I don't know who's mayor now. I don't even care, but it was de Blasio, right? Bill de Blasio. He's following up on Bloomberg's rules of, you know, remember when Bloomberg said you can't sell a large soda. Right? A large soda. Of course, what's to stop you from getting two medium sodas and make that large soda? Nothing. It's just idiotic. Well, now they're the first basic city, if you will, a municipality in the country that is requiring to label restaurants or restaurants to label if they have too much sodium, according to what the daily recommended amount of sodium is. They have to put a little salt shaker symbol next to that food item if it contains more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium. And, of course, I'm more inclined to say let the people know if they're utilizing refined sodium chloride with potassium iodide or the wrong form of iodine added into it, and we'd be better served in saying we don't want anything to do with it because it means that they've probably taken all of the fat out of the food and it tastes like cardboard, so they have to add all that extra salt in there, which is not good. And it's not even the right form of salt. Because remember, when salt comes from the ocean or ancient mineral deposits, it contains anywhere between 74 to as much as 84, I think. Pretty sure. Yeah, it's an amazing amount of minerals that are present in salt that is real. Even real salt from the Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake in Utah, is at least 74 minerals. And the essence of salt being all of those things, not just sodium and chloride, makes it either a healthful substance or a dangerous substance. And they still don't differentiate that in this de Blasio any more than Bloomberg could tell the difference between that. Now, the rule is only going to apply to chains of 15 locations or more across the country. So some of the little guys will probably be okay to add extra salt, even though you probably don't want to eat there if they're having to use refined table salt like that. But McDougal's, I don't know who else, Yum Brands, I don't know who they are. Oh, they own Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and KFC. So if you're eating at those places anyway, no amount of salt shakers they put on the label of the menu is going to help you because you're eating there. And you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show anyway, so it's kind of a silly story to cover. But I think it's more government gone wild, the do-gooders. And if they would do good, they would get the heck out of the way of the people who actually know real information about food, about growing food. You go back to the farm-to-table restaurants that exist, even in New York City, and you have food where the people, the chefs, they would be outraged to have to add refined crack table salt to food. And they will use sea salt. They will use Celtic salt. They will use Himalayan salt, as if they're going to use salt at all, because they understand the difference. But then you've got the whole concept of some of the rabbis that are blessing the salt and it becomes kosher. Well, I'm sorry. I believe in blessings. Don't get me wrong. But if you're blessing salt that has been just ripped apart and the only thing left is sodium and chloride, you better hope that blessing goes a long way, because that food is imbalanced. It should not be consumed. Even if they add the wrong form of iodide into it at that point. So if you've got the real salt, the Celtic salt, the Himalayan salt, have at it. It's not going to elevate blood pressure. It's going to be good for you. But you also have to remember to hydrate. Drink enough water, preferably the Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com, download. It's very easy, the ebook. You will learn all of the science behind it. We'll get Paul Bertera back on. Yesterday was kind of crazy. We had Bitar in him. It was awesome. But it was a wild and crazy evening there. All right, robertscottbell.com, the place for all of your health and healing information and links out. Op-Ed, our assistant producer, is working feverishly. I see the fever. He's sweating to get the notes up for you. And if you're listening later, of course, it's already up. And you can go there, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. They're free. I send them out once in a while. I've actually sent out two in the last 2 weeks. That's a shocker. There's a big oral health summit coming up. And I'd encourage you to sign up for free and get plugged in. I think I will actually even be participating in that, giving you some tools and tips in terms of oral health care, keeping your gums healthy, for instance, how to regenerate them using homeopathy and other substances. So that's coming up. And, of course, the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar, October 2nd through the 4th in Dallas, Texas, and a big free public lecture in Tampa, Florida at Abby's Health and Nutrition. I believe that's October the 27th, if I'm not mistaken. It's a Thursday before Halloween. And we'll look forward to seeing you out in Tampa for that. I think Op-Ed's going to join me there as well, assistant producer. We'll have a good time. Right now, Vitality Bistro serving up some organic, raw, real food. Come on down and eat it, drink it, whatever you got to do. We'll be back to talk about rabbis and vaccination after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh man, I'm feeling good now. I just wolfed down a kale salad. I wolfed it down. Do wolves eat kale? Would they? Probably not. They'll eat the things that eat kale. I hope the wolf doesn't eat me tonight because I want to keep going here. There's a lot of healing yet to be done and a lot of information yet to be communicated. And we're doing it here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TMB, my good buddy, is here with me in studio. And where is this studio? The studio is actually on live remote broadcast at the Vitality Bistro. You can check it out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And it links through to vitalitybistro.com. And TMB, hold on. Let me get you cranked up here. Talk to me about my friend,
okay.
Good friend.
You can hear me now?
I can.
Okay.
I can.
Cool.
So,
how's
the food?
Really good.
How's the crew? Alan, food good? Yeah, he's happy. When he started this thing, he wouldn't have been happy. Like the first round of the quest? You remember? He was.
Oh, yeah, because he wasn't eating healthy food. Now he is.
He had no earthly idea. But that was part of the story of transformation.
Yeah.
Anybody involved with the quest for the cures and the global quest is transformed for the positive, for the better.
Yeah. Now, just real quick, the best thing that I just ate,
yes,
just on a side note,
right,
was the raw violi.
It's raw violi.
It's raw food here, and they made a raw violi made with, it tasted like, it was like some kind of cashew cheese.
Okay,
something.
All right.
And the fresh tomatoes on top is really good. Charlene
really good.
Would love the raw violi.
Raw violi, okay.
So yeah, by the way, hello to Charlene.
Oh, yeah.
Brianna
Charlene
Bright,
and the kids.
Tabitha and Charity. And we're celebrating Brianna's birthday still.
That's right. Happy,
so happy birthday,
Brianna. I got to talk with her on her special day.
Yeah,
she was awesome.
That was really nice, as a matter of fact.
She's 15.
RSB was the first person that called us on Brianna's birthday.
I woke you all up. It was like,
we were
in the morning, right?
We were actually sitting at the breakfast table eating,
yes,
an egg casserole that Brianna made.
An egg. I know she makes awesome egg casserole.
You had those.
Kidding?
The guys had them last week. Aren't they good? The egg casserole.
That's how. See, that's Brianna though. On her birthday, no one's making it. She's making it for everybody.
She's
always giving gifts.
She is. She's always
amazing.
Always serving and working.
What a special, special soul she is. So happy birthday, Brianna. We love you. And I got your dad. He's in good shape here. and the crew is here as well. And we're doing great at Vitality Bistro. So again, even if you are a die-hard carnivore, you can come to a place like this. Doesn't mean you've violated some carnivorous,
carnivorous tenet.
Carnivorous tenet. Like, you can eat this way. You can still go back afterwards and get your stuff. It's awesome what they do with food. It's very creative.
Yeah, I don't know how I could be any more satisfied.
Yeah.
And we just ate all raw food.
Yeah. No, you're good. We're good to go. So here's a story. This is an interesting story. You know, going back to my roots, we're talking about rabbis now. And I find this is interesting because, you know, we have themed out the issue of going back into churches and synagogues and talking about reconnecting to real health. Because, for instance, you go into any synagogue and they often, you know, they revere and worship the doctors that are part of the congregation. And it's like my son, the doctor, that kind of, we make jokes about that. Of course, I turned out to be a homeopath. I was like the black sheep of the doctor family, supposedly. And yet, the abandonment of principle to embrace and adopt allopathic medicine as being godly. Now, we recognize that there's a place for it, especially when you get hit by a bus and you need to get put back together again. But outside of that, I mean, these are the cancer doctors that are lauded as heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Heroes for poisoning people for a living.
Yeah.
Poisoning people to death for a living. And so I found this little story refreshing. It's on, I don't know this website, never been there, but it's called failedmessiah.com. I don't know what it is. It's covering Orthodox Judaism. And it says, this is up in, is it New Jersey? It's up in the Northeast somewhere. No, Philadelphia. Okay? So it says, Lakewood doctors, this area outside of Philly, are lashing out at rabbis over the issue of vaccines. So I was like, okay, what is this about? And evidently, Lakewood Yeshiva's top rabbis ruled that, listen to this, Ty, that vaccines are optional, that non-vaccinated children must be allowed to attend Haredi schools, that that anyone who forces or compels another person to vaccinate their children has committed a sin, and that anyone who encourages vaccination is obligated to pay compensation and damages for any child who allegedly falls ill from those vaccines.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that a shocking and refreshing perspective?
It is refreshing, and it's true. It's true. When interviewing Dr. Buttar on this subject,
yes,
he said, how is that any different from what the Nazis did in the concentration camps? He said, is it just because it's in the United States of America, it's okay? But the same things were done to people in the concentration camps against their will, and those were war crimes. But they do the same thing with forced vaccines to us here, and it's okay. But he was really passionate. You know how Dr. Buttar gets up in arms.
Yeah,
he was really upset about that.
And of course, Dr. Buttar is coming from the Muslim faith, and you know we're not hung up on these labels. It's like I like to say, well, how's a person walking through life? What is their living example? Are they serving in love and in light and in gratitude and all of these things? That's why, you know, the message of healing is not discriminated. It's like humans discriminate against each other. And the thing is, healing is available to all if we can just open up and receive those gifts. And in these cases, the rabbis are actually stepping up and doing something that's very, I guess, threatening to the community, because the physicians in that community are lashing back at the rabbis and saying, how dare they? They're outrageous that they're not, you know, promoting the forceful vaccination of children.
And how is that not a good thing? To promote freedom.
Yeah.
You know, but we live in the matrix. We're living in the medical matrix. But it seems that those rabbis would be lauded for doing something good. Mm-hmm. But, they're potentially breaking a law.
Yeah.
You know, the way that that things are going, how long till everybody follows California with the forced vaccine laws? And then to do something like that is actually breaking the law.
Right. And by the way, you know, when we talk about cancer, you know, I've also referenced the fact that these vaccines in childhood, even if they don't cause autism directly, immediately in some cases, there are links back to those original points of introduction of mercury and other carcinogens, formaldehyde, into the innocent little babies' bodies that could manifest as cancer later in life, even in childhood, autoimmunity and cancer. So there was a big ad that they took out in the paper up there, and they said, "We, the healthcare providers of the Lakewood Kahila, are united in support of immunizing children to prevent tragic occurrences within our community."
And isn't that a misnomer, too, because vaccination is not immunization.
No, it's not.
They use those terms interchangeably, but they have different meanings.
Well, exactly. No, that's a very good point. And, in fact, there's a great I'm just seeing if I can find this. Oh, this is our good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, also was featured in Quest for the Cures. Mm-hmm. She said the science behind vaccines is based on research efficacy. And you think, okay, what does that mean? Not clinical efficacy. What does that mean? Research efficacy is the ability to evoke an antibody response. What have I acknowledged about vaccines? They may be able to invoke an antibody response, but I always say, whoop-de-frickin-do. What good is having an antibody if you've destroyed the immune system in the process? You can't defend yourself. Clinical efficacy, on the other hand, is the ability to prevent infection. Vaccines effectively maybe induce the production of antibodies. And if that's their intended result, the CDC can claim, oh, vaccines are effective. At what? Not preventing disease, but in establishing antibodies in some people. But vaccines have never been proven to be clinically effective. And if protection from disease is the intended result, then the CDC's message is at best incorrect and at worst deceptive. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. Sherry, does it again.
Yeah, absolutely true. And also, when it on the inserts for most vaccines, they say that they have not been tested for what?
Safety or efficacy, in reality.
So they admit on the package insert that they're not effective, or they've not been tested to prove that they're effective.
Yeah, and of course, as we say, there's a distinct difference between artificially inducing an antibody response and preventing disease.
Right.
Those are not the same thing. In fact, you may be creating disease by artificially stimulating that antibody through that toxic induction, through the antigens, through the heavy metals, through the mercury, aluminum, etc., squalene injected. You know, which is the MF59 that is responsible for a lot of the Gulf War illness.
Well, the formaldehyde in and of itself is a known carcinogen. Come on. I mean, really, you're going to believe that these don't have any link to cancer when one of the ingredients in most of them is a known carcinogen?
Yeah.
What kind of illogic is that?
Absolutely incredible. Now, here's another story. This one's from The Blaze. West African country Mali sees its first polio case in years after the virus mutated from an oral vaccine. Now, I would dispute the headline because they've been seeing polio throughout the years, as has been existence throughout the years, even with the supposed eradication. They
call it something else.
Rename it.
Yeah, they rename it.
This is the deception that goes on. They fool you. They say it isn't polio. It's post-polio syndrome.
It's acute flaccid paralysis,
which, by the way, Viagra does not cure. That's a whole other story in the perspective of that. But evidently, they're now claiming that the mutated form of the virus is remanifesting polio. So they're actually acknowledging something that never really went away.
Well, they're acknowledging something that the inventor of the live polio vaccine admitted to Congress in 1977. That would be Jonas Salk. Mm-hmm. And he testified that the cases of polio over the last 20 years before that were caused by the vaccine that he invented.
Right. And the one that I believe is not used in America, they probably said, no, we're not doing that one because it's causing problems. They use it everywhere else, especially in Africa.
Yeah.
Right? The Global Polio Eradication Initiative, the oral vaccine, includes the live but weakened amount of the virus. But guess what? The kids in Africa, all immunosuppressed, immunodeficient. Why? Because they've got not clean water. The food may be barely there. No sanitation, sewage hygiene relative to what we've considered in our lives here. And you wonder why a vaccine can be devastating to them.
Yeah, I mean, I saw pictures last week of it was in Africa. These little kids just broke my heart. They were looking for water, mm-hmm. and there was pictures of their dead bodies in a hole they had dug, trying to find water to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't even get water. They can't even get dirty water. They can't even. And they're dying from thirst.
Right.
But you know, these people are so malnourished, of course the vaccine is going to destroy them.
Mm-hmm. So we come to the question here. If you are sincere in wanting to help folks, whether it be in Africa or in your own neighborhood or in inner city, do they suffer from vaccine deficiencies, or do they suffer from a lack of good quality food containing minerals, vitamins, trace elements, etc.? I think it's an easy question to answer, but seemingly the smartest people on the world, like Bill Gates, can't figure this out.
Right. Why don't we spend all that money instead of trying to vaccinate them all and get them all clean food and drinking water?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be better.
How outrageous,
yeah,
TMB, that you would suggest clean water.
I'm so insensitive.
You know, or even silver hydrosol, or heck, homeopathic medicine. When I went to West Africa twice, I utilized homeopathic nozodes for malaria, for yellow fever. I came through just fine. The people that took the malaria medicine preventive all got sick. Some even got malaria. I did all the holistic
Imagine
things.
Imagine that.
Got nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. It was all right. Probiotics as well, by the way. That's also good. All right, we're up on another break. Smoking, quitting smoking. This is the weirdest way that they say it might be easier for some to quit smoking. We'll talk about that after the break. TMB RSB here together again. Let me pinch him. Yeah, he's still here.
I'm here.
Quest for the cures continues, the global quest, in fact. Some of this might end up in the show. I don't know.
I think it might.
You look at the jungle background. I like the ferns here at Vitality Bistro. Stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're definitely rocking the health world tonight at Vitality Bistro with my good buddy TMB. We go outside the box each and every hump day, as it's called, and we're going to go outside the box next hour. We've already sort of been going there. There's one final story this hour I wanted to talk about, stroke damage. Stroke damage. They're saying help smokers to quit. You can't quit? Have a stroke. You'll quit. I'm not making this stuff up, but basically what they're saying is that the certain damage to the brain that has something to do with addiction is being knocked out by stroke, and suddenly I'm just thinking you can't pick up a cigarette because half your body doesn't work. I mean, this is just not a good option. Don't wait to have a stroke to quit smoking.
It's almost like a moment of death, isn't it?
It really is.
Close.
But, you know, one of the keys problems with smoking, if it were tobacco alone, it wouldn't be as big a deal. But, of course, there are thousands of additives. But the real issue with the cadmium robs the body of selenium. So smokers are so selenodeficient, the cancer is inevitable in most of these cases. And so this is a big issue. And, of course, when we talked about on the quest for the cures, the global quest, the overlooking, you know, with all the sexy new high-tech ways to address cancer, even nutritionally, sometimes we forget the basics.
Right. So what are the basics?
Well, I think it boils down from a nutrient perspective to three basics that are so simple. And selenium is number one on the list.
Okay.
Because there's nothing as far as trace mineral, one humble trace mineral that has been identified as the most powerful preventive mineral in terms of preventing cancer, but remediating it. Talk about reversing cancer as well. And this is where our good friend Jonathan Emord has sued the FDA and won, what, seven or eight times now on the issue of actually being able to label as a preventive, much less a reversal for cancer. The science is the journals are replete with selenium preventing cancer, selenium reversing cancer. So I argue that we must do a food form, not a synthetic isolate, because in food it comes in many forms in combination with all the cofactors. And I utilize 200 micrograms a day as a preventive. But, you know, when I talk to someone with breast cancer or otherwise, I'm saying going up to 1,000 micrograms and sometimes 1,200 micrograms. But I bet you'll hear people object and say, that's dangerous, that's toxic, selenium will kill you.
No. Not if it's food form.
Not if it's food form. And the studies that the FDA used to say selenium was dangerous was based on synthetic isolates, wrong form. that could bioaccumulate. And then, of course, the toxicity associated with too much selenium is of brittle nails, skin issues, hair falling out. And if you stop the selenium intake within a few days to a couple of weeks, that's reversed. So you're not going to die of it. But the whole food form is not going to cause you that. Then the chromium.
Okay.
This is interesting because the GTF chromium is something that has been robbed from the soils. It's been robbed from the foods that contain it, like whole grains, even the sugar cane that has the highest content of chromium. And this chromium is critical because it robs the cancer cells of their ability to grab the sugar. So if you eat anything with sugar, and you don't have adequate chromium stores, you can't lock it away before the cancer cells get it. So if you took 100 micrograms three times a day of a GTF, a glucose tolerance factor form of a whole food chromium, you have the transformation ability to starve the cancer cells, even if you get a little bit. I'm not arguing that we should eat refined carbs. That's not the point. But there's always going to be some level of carbohydrate.
Sure.
And you have to be able to bind it with minerals. That chromium is like the dock worker that helps to offload the sugars into the cells and also relinquish from the cells that have it, that is stored as fat or some other form, to bring it back out for your healthy cells to utilize this energy.
Wow, that's a huge...
Keeping it away from the cancer cells.
Yeah, chromium then. And then what's the third?
The third is preventing metastasis. How do we do that? Strength and integrity of connective tissue. Chromium, we've talked about selenium. Silicon or silica is another mineral that has been so robbed from the soils and so ripped from the food because it's all processed. And without silica, we don't have integrity of our structure, our very connective tissue, and that's everything, skin, hair, nails. A lot of people know the entire matrix, the cellular matrix that holds us together, the skeletal system, the visceral system, the nervous system. You name the system, and it's dependent upon silica for integrity of connective tissue. So if you don't have adequate silicon in the system, the metastasis, the chewing through, the enzyme breakdown of these cancer cells, chewing through and spreading, metastasizing.
Yeah, and that's what kills people.
Right. And so we can prevent that by ramping up silicone intake. And, of course, you can take the horsetail extract. You can drink some of the tea, but you can't get enough. So we concentrate that tea into a food form that you can take in a tablet form, and you've got it.
That's awesome.
So three basics, man.
Great. It's awesome. Three great supplements to prevent cancer.
Yeah, yeah. And so we talked about it in Unlock the Power to Heal as well.
Yeah, awesome. Great stuff, RSB.
Oh, man, TMB, is so great to be with you.
You got another hour?
Yeah, a whole other hour coming.
Oh, wow.
We're going to take a news break and eat some more kale.
Awesome.
Maybe get an organic smoothie here at Vitality Bistro. Thank you all for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Op-ed, put the notes up. Thank you, my friend. Back after the news, because the power
to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.